Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entricken.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entricken, a.k.a. KC Bubba, here to recap Sunday's action on the diamond, get you ready for another week of baseball. Hopefully Jake Crumpler, which I know he did, got you covered and taken care of throughout the weekend. So we're here to get you ready Monday through Friday, as usual, with these pipes. You can find me on Twitter at BDEntrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. All right, some of the news from Sunday. Jordan Wicks of the Chicago Cubs was placed on the IL with left forearm strain. Wicks said they would do some imaging later this week, but he thinks it's just lingering soreness and he'll return very soon. Wicks said it was better than to be safe than sorry this early in the season. Wicks with his injury, and the Cubs recalled Daniel Palencia to take Wicks' spot on the roster. Hayden Wesneski started the game for Wicks on Sunday against the Red Sox and was quite formidable. Jordan Hicks of the San Francisco Giants had a little side tightness on Saturday night after he finished six innings of great stuff against the Pirates. Hicks says he's fine, that he's going to get more treatment this week than usual, and that he's had similar tightness during spring training. Avisel Garcia of the Miami Marlins was placed on the IL with a left hamstring strain. Dane Myers was recalled from AAA to take Garcia's spot on the roster. At AAA, Myers was hitting .237 with one home run and three stolen bases over 25 games. Some good news out of Tampa Bay. Taj Bradley made his first rehab start for Durham on Sunday, and Bradley looked great. He threw 65 pitches over five no-hit shutout innings. Bradley allowed one walk and struck out seven with a 31% CSW in this rehab start. Bradley will likely make at least one more rehab start before returning to the Rays rotation. Craig Kimbrel had an ugly weekend against the Oakland Athletics, blowing another save on Sunday, and he left the game with a trainer. The initial reports after the game said Kimbrel is dealing with tightness in his upper back. The Orioles will do further testing on Monday. If Kimbrel is to miss some time, Yainer Cano will be the next man up to get saves for Baltimore. James Loperfido of the Houston Astros has been a prospect that's been mashing baseballs in AAA, and reports out of Houston on Sunday is that Loperfido be recalled to join the team early this week. He's been mashing, hitting .276 with 12 home runs and four stolen bases at AAA. With Jose Abreu's struggles, Loperfido would make for a major upgrade at the first base position. He's an add in all formats, and he's an add in most formats, I should say. If he's going to play regularly for the Astros, he'll be an amazing add in all formats. Some interesting news out of Philadelphia. Taiwan Walker was activated from the IL on Sunday, and he got beat around by the San Diego Padres. Spencer Turnbull was initially supposed to go to the bullpen to make room for Taiwan Walker, but now Spencer Turnbull is scheduled to start on Tuesday for the Phillies against Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. This will be a fun situation to wait and see how this plays out. You'd imagine Taiwan Walker gets another few starts before they say back to the bullpen, but for now, Turnbull might get a few more shots to stick around in Philadelphia. Christian Encarnacion Strand of the Cincinnati Reds was held out of Sunday's lineup with a hand injury. Strand was hit on the hand Saturday, but x-rays were negative, and CES is considered day-to-day. Kevin Pillar of the formerly of the Chicago White Sox was DFA'd when the White Sox activated Tommy Pham from AAA. Pillar cleared waivers and elected free agency over joining AAA Charlotte. Nolan Jones, he's been dealing with a back issue from time to time. He was removed from Sunday's game with more stiffness in his back. This will be an interesting one to see how the Rockies play this one out, as Jones may need to go to an IL stint to let the back fully heal. As we know, these things can linger from time, for throughout the season if not dealt with properly. Some good news out of Boston. Brian Bello is apparently ahead of schedule rehabbing from his injury, and the Red Sox are expecting Bello to be back when first eligible off the IL or shortly thereafter. It's still up in the air if Bello will even need a rehab start, which is great news for all fantasy managers and Red Sox fans of Brian Bello. Christian Yelich of the Milwaukee Brewers has resumed swinging, which is good, but overall his back is not healing well and his rehab has stalled. The Brewers hope to be in a better position with Yelich within a week, early next week potentially, and the earliest we'll see Yelich is sometimes the following week, but time will tell based on the back injury of Christian Yelich. See, Nolan Jones, you might want to rest the back when it comes to these situations. Tyler Miguel, the New York Mets, struck out 6 over 2 innings in his first rehab start while throwing 31 pitches at high single A on Saturday. Miguel will throw another rehab start on Thursday, and the goal is to have Miguel make 4 or so rehab starts before returning to the New York Mets. Brad Keller was recalled from AAA to join the Chicago White Sox rotation this week as Jonathan Cannon was sent back to AAA as his attempt to join the rotation did not go so well. I'm not saying go run and get Brad Keller, but wait and see. He's been formidable throughout his career. He's also been a gas can at times, so be careful with Brad Keller. Prelander Baroa of the Chicago White Sox was picked up in a trade this offseason from Seattle Mariners, got injured in spring training, has missed the whole season, but he was activated from AAA or called up from AAA on Sunday. Baroa has some filthy stuff, also has some control issues. If he can ever limit the walks, Baroa could be one of the best relievers in baseball and could give a run at some closing situations in Chicago, depending on the situation. Dylan Carlson of the St. Louis Cardinals will begin a rehab assignment on Tuesday or Wednesday of this week as he nears a return to the Cardinals lineup and make his 2024 debut to add some more outfield depth to the St. Louis Cardinals. All right, before we look at the highlights from the day and take a look at Monday on the Diamond, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Some hitting highlights from Sunday, Bryson Stott. It's been a frustrating go if you've been rostering Bryson Stott. He's been getting platooned and other things, which is just crazy after the season he had last year. But Bryson Stott had a big Sunday. Stott went 2 for 3 with 2 home runs, 3 runs scored, 4 RBIs, and a stolen base. Hopefully that's just what Stott needed to get the good times rolling. Nick Senzel is just making me laugh these days. He went 2 for 6 on Sunday with 2 home runs, 2 runs scored, and 5 RBIs. Senzel has now hit 5 home runs over his last 5 games with 9 RBIs. Still not hitting for a major average, but man, the power is there. Let's see what the rest of the season holds for Nick Senzel. Mike Tauchman of the Chicago Cubs went 2 for 4 with a home run, a run scored, and 3 RBIs on Sunday. Tauchman's heating up in a big way over his last 7 games. Tauchman's hitting 450 with 3 home runs, 7 runs scored, 7 RBIs, and a stolen base. And the Cubs face a lot of right-handed pitching next week that will play very well into Mike Tauchman's game. To find out all the information on the day's top hitters and more, make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on PitcherList.com. Some starting pitching highlights from Sunday. There's a lot of good starts, but we'll stick to 3 here. Keaton Wynn, 6 innings pitched, 1 earned, 3 hits, 1 walk, 5 Ks for the Giants. I've been pumping up Keaton Wynn on any podcast and article I've been up to when it turns to waiver wires and much, much more. Wynn had 8 whiffs and a 25% CSW on 80 pitches. He throws more splitters than anybody in baseball, and he's filthy with it. It's just relentless and amazing how he just peppers the bottom part of the zone with the splitter. Over his last 4 starts, Wynn is 3-1 over 23 innings pitched with 5 earned runs and 21 strikeouts. Dane Dunning of the Texas Rangers continues to dazzle in that rotation. Dunning threw 5 1/3 innings on Sunday against the Cincinnati Reds. 1 earned run, 3 hits, no walks, and 10 strikeouts. Outstanding stuff from Dane Dunning. He had 18 whiffs and a 39% CSW on only 69 pitches, which is crazy. On the season, Dane Dunning's made 6 starts so far has a 4.13 ERA, a 3.80 xFIP, and 39 strikeouts in 32 and two-thirds innings pitched. Eric Fede, who dominated the KBO last season, came over. The White Sox gave him a contract, and he's been one of the bright spots in that White Sox rotation. Fede threw 8 1/3 innings on Sunday, allowing 2 runs, 7 hits, 0 walks, and 9 strikeouts. Fede had 14 whiffs at a 28% CSW, over 108 pitches, as he's that workhorse the White Sox rotation needs. On the season, Fede's made 6 starts, has a 2.60 ERA with a 3.31 xFIP and 39 strikeouts over 34 and two-thirds innings pitched. Make sure you tune into the Plus Pitch podcast with Nick Pollock. Read his daily SP Roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Sunday. Camilo Duvall picked up his 5th save of the season. Lucas Irsig picked up his 1st save of the year and his career for the Oakland Athletics. He's filthy. Mason Miller's been working a lot, got the day off. Irsig picked right up, and he is just, he's not as nasty. No one's as nasty probably as Mason Miller, but Irsig can hold his own in the back of that rotation. Jordan Romano picked up his 4th save of the year for the Toronto Blue Jays. Jason Foley picked up his 9th save for the Tigers. Kyle Finnegan picked up his 9th save for the Nationals. Jordan Leisure picked up his 1st save of the season and his career for the Chicago White Sox. Leisure was one of the names in draft season that people speculated late in drafts to pick up. We'll see where this goes. Kirby Yates picked up his 5th save of the year. He was a big waiver wire addition 2 weeks ago, and he's gotten 5 saves since that time. Big boy stuff there with Jose Leclerc out of the way now for Kirby Yates. Kevin Ginkle picked up his 5th save of the year with the setbacks from Paul Sewald. He should be in that spot for at least another few weeks, maybe longer. And Jose Alvarado picked up his 5th save of the year for the Philadelphia Phillies. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com for all information about relief pitching. All right, DFS Monday. We have a 7-game main slate starting at 4:07 p.m. Eastern, p.m. Pacific time, 7:07 p.m. Eastern time. And you got Joe Ryan at the White Sox as a pitcher I'm looking at. Bryce Miller versus the Braves. Christopher Sanchez versus the Angels. And if you need a value pitcher on the slate, Bailey Falter at the Oakland Athletics. Some of the bats I'm looking to target, there's quite a few because there's some suspect pitching, but the main bats I'll be looking to target on this main slate, the Dodgers against the lefty Tommy Henry of the D-backs, Philadelphia versus Griffin Canyon, and just ride those red-hot Philly bats, and then Cincinnati versus Waldron, if you want to be a little different there in San Diego. Some things I'm looking forward to on Monday, a kind of ALE showdown, the red-hot Yankees bats versus the Orioles. You got Clark Schmidt versus Grayson Rodriguez. That should be a fun one for the AL East. I want to see Joe Ryan versus Garrett Crochet. Ryan has been outstanding this year. Gets that White Sox offense you love to target. Garrett Crochet has struggled the last few starts after an amazing start to the year. So really curious to see Ryan versus Crochet. Christopher Sanchez down in LA versus the Angels versus Griffin Canyon. Canyon has been better his last couple of starts. Still not a lot of strikeouts, but he's been serviceable. Christopher Sanchez has been great. And then a nightcap on the Pacific Northwest, Max Fried versus Bryce Miller, Braves, Mariners, Fried coming off the Maddox. Bryce Miller's pitched great this year. The Braves bats have been quieted of late. Should be a fun one all around on that one. That'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Make sure y'all check out pitcherlist.com, PL Plus, PL Pro. You won't regret it. You sign up there, you get in this amazing Discord. You get tons of great content, PLV Plus, the weekend fab podcast by Nick Pollock, and much, much more coming down the pipeline at pitcherlist.com. So go check it out, PL Plus, PL Pro. That'll do it, folks. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap Monday's action on the diamond, get you ready for Tuesday. This was your First Pitch Podcast Monday, April 29th edition. Hope you have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.